Flawed monitoring, health risks, and why it is vital to keep Rocky Flats closed to public access. It will be followed by an overview of the proposed Jefferson Parkway. So that's, again, Rocky Flats Right to Know, tomorrow, Thursday, October 26th, 7 p.m. at Trinity Presbyterian Church, 7755 Vance Drive in Arvada. And right now it is 7 o'clock. You are listening to Community Powered Radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. You've been listening to Alternative Radio, and right now it is time for Schultegale. That was a couple of tunes from Offerex is the name of the group, and well, looks like the CD doesn't have a title. It's also just Offerex. And let's see, what were the names of the tunes? That's what you always want to make sure you know. Is the name of the tunes. Here we go. Constant Billy and parentheses Oddington and I'll Go Enlist, parentheses Sherborne. Well, you are listening to Schultegale, KGNU's weekly program of Celtic music from all over the world. My name's Leslie Lomas, your host this evening. And of course, in case you haven't noticed, it is going to be Halloween next week, and I think we've had some ghost songs and stuff like that on Schultegale for a bit of October. So tonight, again, it's going to be a sort of Halloween kind of thing, songs with a supernatural theme with various different kinds of supernatural creatures in them. And I'm going to start off here with a song called The Dundee Ghost by Matt McGinn. And then just to warn you, there'll be a fairly 180-degree change of mood after that. I'm not sure quite how it worked out that way, but that's just, I guess, the mood I was in as I was going through the stuff. So, starting out here with The Dundee Ghost by Matt McGinn. ¶¶
No, a dead man seldom walks. He very rarely talks. It's not very often you'll find him running around. But I am a refugee from a graveyard in Dundee, and I've come to haunt some houses in Glasgowtown. I've come to haunt some houses in Glasgowtown. The reason I arose was to get myself some clothes, for it really gets hell of a cold below the ground. But I whisper to myself, ach, I think I might as well hang around for a while and have some fun. Hang around for a while and have some fun. A man put out his light on a cold and wintry night. I showed him one of my eyes and slapped his heat. He says, oh, and I says, boo. He says, who the hell are you? I says, don't be feared, I'm only a man that's deep. Don't be feared, I'm only a man that's deep. Now the fella knelt and prayed, and this was what he said. Why in the name of God have you picked on me? So I pulled away his rug, and I skelped him one on the lug. The reason, says I, I'll very soon let you see. The reason, says I, I'll very soon let you see. When he brought the police in, I battered them one on the chin. The police turned around and he blamed my friend. He marched them to the jail, he'll be in there quite a while, but I'll see nobody takes his single end. I'll see nobody takes his single end. No, the police thought him daft, and a lot of people laughed when the fella said a ghost was in his house. But what the fella said was true, and I might be visiting you, so just remember I'm still on the loose. Just remember I'm still on the loose.
And that was the last I saw. Made no dent. dwell. The queen of fairies caught me when from my horse I fell. And at the end of 7 years, she pays a tithe to hell. I so fair and full of flesh and fit it be myself. But tonight is Halloween.
KGNU invites you to our annual Pi Social and Open House in loving memory of Mouse. Please join us on Saturday, November 18th at KGNU's Community Room in Boulder for our annual Pi Social and Open House, our yearly celebration of the volunteers who power our community radio station and remembrance of Mouse Bradshaw's legacy at KGNU. Prizes will be awarded for best pies and best bluegrass and Western get-ups. Bring a savory or sweet pie to enter in the contest, or just a share. Contests begin at 10:30 a.m. That's the annual Pie Social and Open House in loving memory of Mouse from 9 a.m. to 12 noon on Saturday, November 18th. Be there or be square. For more info, visit kgnu.org.
Well, as I warned everybody, we're sort of doing a little Halloween kind of themed. Well, not Halloween, but since Halloween's coming, sort of ghosts and various other supernatural creatures. And I forgot that Halloween is mentioned in Tamlin, which is that that last song we heard. We started the set with the Dundee Ghost. And that's, I have it on, it's by Matt McGinn, and I have it on a compilation called Borderlands, the Best of Scottish Folk. And then a major mood change, and we went to Shirley Collins. The song is She Moves Through the Fair. And I have that. It's like on a, I think, a box set of Shirley Collins stuff called Within Sound. And that one was on, is on volume one of that collection. Then we heard some tunes from John Doyle and Liz Carroll. The CD is called Double Play. And we heard Lament for Tommy Makem, Within a Hen's Kick, and The Slippery Slope. That's Liz Carroll and John Doyle on Double Play. And then finished up there with Tamlin, sung by Fairport Convention from their album Liege and Leaf. Well, you are listening to community-powered radio, KGNU, and... by the way, yes, you may have noticed that we did have our fall membership drive last week for about a week and a half, about last week. And we want to thank everyone who's pledged their contributions to KGNU because, as you know, you are what keeps KGNU going. And... if you did not quite get around to it, you can always contribute at kgnu.org. And the main thing is that if you have a thank you gift that you want to pick up, you can come by the Boulder Studio Monday to Friday, 9 to 5:30, and Saturday, October 28th, 10 to 3. So again, that's only at the Boulder Studio, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5:30, and this coming Saturday from 10 to 3. Well, coming up next, some more, well, let's see, I think we're going to start with a witch and then go to one more announcement, yeah. Coming up on Music of Monday, which will be at 8 o'clock right after Sheltergale, Marco is going to be having some guests here. It's Zhenya, if I'm pronouncing that right, of the Boulder Samba School. They're going to be performing. There's going to be a big, wonderful event called Viva Brazil, an exuberant night of Brazilian culture, October 27th. So I think that's this Friday. It will be at the Nomad Theater right in North Boulder at 1410 Quince Avenue. Times... I don't have the time right here, but hopefully they'll... Oh, 8 p.m. Okay, sorry about that. It's right in front of me, but, you know. So Marco's guest, Zhenya, will be performing at that event that night, and they will be his guests tonight on Musica Monday, which comes on at 8 o'clock. So make sure you keep that radio dial tuned to KGNU. We are at 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, and 93.7 FM in Nederland. And, of course, all the time online at kgnu.org and at afterfm.com. So, and the time is 7:29. Let's get back to some more... music of the supernatural. Here we're going to go to Stan Rogers, The Witch of the Westmorlands.
Mm-hmm. splendid knight that bore the rowan shield. Loud and cruel were the raven's cries that feasted on the field, saying back water cold and clear will never clean your wound. There's none but the witch of the West Maryland can make thee hail and soon. So turn, turn your stallion's head till his red mane flies in the wind, and the rider of the moon goes by and the bright star falls behind. And clear was the paling moon when his shadow passed him by, below the hill were the brightest stars when he heard the owl that cry, saying, why do you ride this way? And wherefore came you here? I seek the witch of the West Maryland who dwells by the winding mere. And it's weary by the owl's water and the misty break fern way, till through the cleft of the Kirkston pass the winding water lay. Lie down, me brindle hound, and rest ye, me good grey hawk, and thee, my steed, may graze thy fill, for I must dismount and walk. But come when you hear my horn, and answer swift the call, for I fear the sun will rise this morn, you will serve me best of all. And it's down to the water's brim he's borne the rowan shield, and the golden rod he has cast in to see what the lake might yield. And wet rose she from the lake, and fast and fleet went she, one half the form of a maiden fair with a jet-black mare's body. And loud, long, and shrill he blew till his steed was by his side. And swiftly he did ride, saying, horse, well, me brindle hound, fetch me the jet black mare, stoop and strike me good grey hawk, and bring me the maiden fair. Thy silvery sword, lay down thy rowan shield, for I see by the briny blood that flows you've been wounded in the field. And she stood in a gown of the velvet blue, bound round with a silver chain, and she's kissed his pale lips once and twice, and three times round again. And she's bound his wound with the golden rod, full fast in her arms he lay. Risen hail, and soon with the sun high in the day, she said, ride with your brindled hounds and heel, and your good grey hawk in hand. There's none can harm the knight who's laid with the witch of the West Maryland. Thank you.
Shultagale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Captain Jack was a young man when he went to sea. All the young ladies go kissing goodbye. He was barely a child of 23. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid that lives in the sea. Well, she loved Captain Jack and as bright she would be. All the young ladies go kissing goodbye. She was soon to be wedded to Jackie, you see. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid that lives in the sea. But his ship, it had needed a captain one day. All the young ladies go kissing goodbye. He took charge of the rigging and soon sailed away. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He'll marry the mermaid that lives in the sea. When 3 years had passed and his ship had returned, all the young ladies go kissing goodbye. She went down to the sea for the man she had earned. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid that lives in the sea. But her Jack was not there when she went to sea. Oh, young ladies, go kissing goodbye. And this is the tale the crew told me. Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid that lives in the sea. It was almost 8 bells, and Jack had the watch. He was spinning and steaming the fish he had caught. When out of the sea there rose such a view as he had not seen by the light of the moon. He looked down on the waters, and what saw he there but a beautiful maiden with gold in her hair. She had gowns made of seaweed and a crown on her head. As he stared at the mermaid, she quietly said, I have followed your ship for many miles. One dear seaweed locked in your smile, and I'll give you my kingdom eternally if you marry this mermaid who lives in the sea. Well, Jack was in love with a beautiful girl, and he jumped off the sides to a watery swirl. She then took his arm and she led him away, and they swam in those waters to Godman next day. We tore the bell out, we tore the bell out, and the looks on their faces were sad and raw. When out of the sea, Jackie rose like a king, and this is the message he begged us to bring. I have longed for the lady that lives on the land, but my life with the mermaid is ever so grand. Won't you go to my lady, ask her for me? May I marry this mermaid that lives in the sea? And that is the story I heard from the crew. Our tears were many, our choices were few. I went down to the sea for the ship's bell to ring. And this is the song that she once had to sing. Captain Jack was a young man when he went to sea.
Oh, young ladies, go kiss him goodbye.
He was barely a child of 23.
Oh, tell him, young ladies, go and tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid that lives in the sea. Tell him, young ladies, go tell him for me. He can marry the mermaid that lives in the sea.
Well, we finished up there with Dedannan singing the story of Captain Jack and the Mermaid. It's from their CD, Hibernian Rhapsody, and yeah, the song is Captain Jack. And we started that set with Stan Rogers from his album Between the Breaks. We heard The Witch of the Westmoreland. I believe it's Archie Fisher also does a really nice version of that one, and there's probably various other ones too. And then, let's see, after Stan Rogers, we heard some tunes from Tony DeMarco. The album is called The Sligo Indians. And let's see, what do we hear? We heard some Reels, The Mullingar Races, and The Boys on the Hilltop. And then after that, we finished up with Dedannan singing Captain Jack. Well, the time is 7:45, just another 15 minutes for Shelta Gale, your weekly program of Celtic music from all around the world. A couple of musical events coming up. Let's see. What have we got? The Colorado Youth Pipe Band is hosting their annual fundraising Cayley with plenty of food, fun, drink, and dance at Jefferson Unitarian Church. That's at 14350 West 32nd Avenue in Golden from 5 to 9 on November 4th with featured guest Angus Moore. All proceeds will benefit the Youth Pipe Band. And again, that's November 4th from starting at 5 p.m. with the Colorado Youth Pipe Band and special guest Angus Moore at the Jefferson Unitarian Church in Golden on November 4th. Adam Agee and John Sousa will be presenting a fundraiser for the Christmas Revels on November 5th from 3 to 5 at the Elks Club in Boulder. Oh, and also John Sousa will be performing with the 7th Generation Band, which includes Sandra Wong, Beth Quist, Victor Mestis, and Joy Adams. So a whole lot of really big local talent. That will be on November 18th, 7 p.m. at Neve Kodesh at 1925 Glenwood Drive in Boulder. Again, John Sousa with the 7th Generation Band, November 18th at Neve Kodesh. And one more item here. The Rocky Bards, which is a collection of local talent, are presenting a Celtic benefit concert for the Wounded Warrior Project. That's an organization that helps injured veterans. And that will be at 7 p.m. at the Rialto Theater in Loveland on November 18th. So again, a Celtic benefit concert for Wounded Warrior Project, Rialto Theater in Loveland, November 18th at 7 p.m. So there's just a few items coming up. And don't forget to check out the Celtic Connection for lots more concerts and stuff like that coming up. Okay, so proceeding further with our sort of Halloween theme tonight of various supernatural kind of creatures, we're going to go now to, Ryan and Downs, The Lover's Ghost.
I must be going, no longer staying. The burning Thames I'll have to cross. I must be guided without a stumble into the arms that I love best. And when he came to his true love's window, he knelt down gently upon a stone, and through the window he whispered softly, "My dearest dear, do you die alone?" She raised her head from her doubtsome pillow, and snowy were her milk-white breasts. Said, who's there at my bedroom window, disturbing me from my long night's rest? Oh, I'm your true love, as you'll discover. I pray, rise up, love, and let me in, for I am tired and so very weary, and I am wed, love, unto the skin. Then she arose and put on her clothing, and then she let her true lover in. And all the night they embraced together, until that long night was at an end. Then Willie, dear, oh dearest William, where are those colors you'd some time ago? Oh Mary, dear, the cold clay has them. I'm but the ghost of your then cockle, cockle, handsome cockerel, I pray don't crow before the day. Your wings I'll make of the very beaten gold, your comb I'll make of the silver gray. But the cock soon crowed, and he crowed so loudly, he crowed 3 hours before the day. And before the day came, her lover went away, not by the moon nor the dawning day. Thank you. Oh, Willie, dear, oh, dearest Willie, whenever shall I see you, I pray? When the fish, they fly, and the seas run dry up, and the rocks, they melt in the heat of day.
Celtic Halloween without a song about the Loch Ness Monster, right? So here is Alistair MacDonald singing the Loch Ness Monster.
If you live south of the border and you read the English press, you'd be convinced by this time there's no monster in Loch Ness. The Cockneys laugh and say, call it down of my think. These great big hairy Ireland men take far too much to drink. But there is a monster in Loch Ness, I'm telling you no lie. She's got a neck that's long and thin and 100 metres high. Whoa, and 100 metres high.
But one wee wily Glasgow man believed the thing was true, and knew that if he found her he could make a bob or two. So we came up to the Highlands where the purple heather grows, and the hairy haggis dances while the bonny bagpipe blows. He asked and drummed and rocket where her Nessie could be found, or was she just a fable that the locals put around? Oh no, she's not a fable, they told him with a smile. Just stand out by the water and you'll meet her in a while. Aye, there is a monster in Loch Ness, I'm telling you no lie. She's got a neck that's long and thin and 100 meters high. Oh, and 100 meters high. Met the beastie that he had come to see. She said, "You're welcome, laddie. Would you like to stay for tea? I rarely dine with monsters, but I don't mind if I do. Pray, what is on the menu?" And Nessie answered, "Yeah, aye, there is a monster in Loch Ness, I'm telling you no lie. She's got a neck that's long and thin and 100 meters high. Whoa, and 100 meters high." And then the Japanese turned up with tackle by the ton for an underwater photo, but before they had begun, the noise of their arrival made poor old Nessie groan. "Oh, windsook your yaki, I just want to be alone. Oh, there is a monster in Loch Ness, I'm telling you no lie. She's got a neck that's long and thin and 100 meters high. Oh, there is a monster in Loch Ness, a fight we'll never hide. You'll see her when the moon is blue and the pigs fly far and wide. And the pigs fly far and wide. And the pigs fly far and wide." No lie.
Monster, sung by Alistair MacDonald on his album Tan Lin and Other Celtic Legends. My name's Leslie Lomas. It's been my pleasure to bring you Shilta Gael tonight. And with apologies to Musica Mundi, it is 1 minute after 8 o'clock. And there's a great show coming up tonight. So stay tuned. You are listening to your community radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
This is Musica Mundi on your community radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We have an amazing show this evening. We got some special guests in the studio to start us off once again. So without further ado, we are going to get right into our special guests. We have in the studio with us this evening, they are performing a show this coming Friday night called...
Saturday,
sorry. Jeez. It's okay. Way to go, dude. Saturday night, it's... Is it called
2 o'clock some... p.m. and 7:30 p.m.
Okay. Yeah, we have a very full studio here. We have... how do you say your guys' names? Gina?
Jenga.
Okay. Very... I'm going to not say it because it's...
You got it. Jenga.
Okay. So, yeah, these guys are playing Saturday. So tell us about the Brazil Fest, because this is only one small slice of a whole thing, right? Or is it the whole...
This is part of the Boulder Corral season.
Okay.
Yeah. So we invited Jenga and the Bateria Alegria from the Boulder Samba School to join us for this concert of Brazilian music that we're calling Carnival Brazil.
Right on. Mm-hmm. And that is at the...
First United Methodist Church.
There we are, yeah.
Yeah, 1421 Spruce.
All right. Cool. So, yeah, that's coming up. We're going to actually... You guys, you ready to...